He's a student at a South Coast college, and even though it's summer, he's working at his job in the student union. The 20-year-old senior at California Lutheran University in Thousand Oaks is ambitious. Cody Jones is a double major and a student senator, but he's also traveled across the country and around the world as one of the best Paralympic javelin throwers around and currently holds the North American record in his classification. Jones was born with cerebral palsy, a neurological brain malformation or injury which occurs before birth, impacting the ability to control body movement and muscle coordination.
I was 1 year old when I was diagnosed with CP. I had it since birth, but just when you're a little baby, you don't move as much as you do when you're older. So we found out when I started crawling, and my parents were like, what? He shouldn't do one-armed army crawls with just his right side. So apparently I crawled weird, which is why we went to the doctor, and then that's when they diagnosed me with CP.
But the Simi Valley student says having CP didn't stop him as a kid.
Growing up, I had to go to physical therapy 2 or 3 times a week, but I was pretty supported by my friends, even at elementary school. Luckily, I didn't get made fun of, and that's not the case for everyone, which is something which is really sad. And with the physical therapy, I was able just to learn how to use my left side, because if you don't use it, then your function will lessen as you grow up.
But Jones says what really helped was discovering sports at a young age.
I first got interested in sports because my dad played softball. He was in a men's league, and we would always go to the games and then go out for pizza afterward, and that just seemed really fun for me. And so being 3 or 4, we signed up for a league. We didn't know what would happen, but when you're that young, it doesn't really matter if you're good or not. It was just to go out and have fun. And turns out I actually was pretty good, and I learned how to adapt. I'd catch with my right side, with the glove on my right side, take the glove off with my left hand and throw the ball with my right. And I just got better growing up. And so I made my high school team.
His unique adaptation allowing him to play baseball drew the media's attention, which opened the door to the Paralympics.
The LA Times did an article on how I played baseball and some of the cool tricks I could do of flipping my glove off and getting the ball and throwing it that way without even using my left side. It was that article that got the attention of Kathy Sellers, who's the director of the Paralympic track and field team for the United States. And she was like, hey, you play baseball. That's kind of like throwing the javelin or the discus. And so I got into both of those.
Jones learned the discus in high school, and then after enrolling at CLU, discovered the javelin.
I started throwing with the team here. Then I saw the javelin people, and they had fun. And I was like, you know what? I remember Kathy saying that javelin was a thing. And I saw them have a blast, and it looked fun. I felt like I could be like Tarzan and throw a spear. And so I did it 3 or 4 months into my freshman year. Long story short, I'm just doing javelin now.
And it turns out that Jones is good at the javelin. He's taken part in a number of national and international competitions and barely missed a ticket to Rio as part of the 2016 U.S. Paralympic team.
Last year, I got to go to Minnesota, which was cool. And these are all for nationals. And then this year, the team trials was in North Carolina, which was a fun experience. Sadly, I didn't make the team, but it was great. But one of my coolest travel experiences was last year, I got invited to be on the World Championship team that went to Doha, Qatar.
While the CLU student is missing out on the Rio Olympics, he's already working towards the 2020 Games.
What I'm really excited about is World Championships in London in 2017, and then hopefully that could lead to Tokyo in 2020.
Jones says while some people might think he was dealt a bad hand in life because of his CP, he says it's what it is, and it hasn't stopped him from doing the things that he enjoys.
If I ever think about, what if I didn't have CP, what would my life be like? You know, would I be able to throw the javelin further? And I was like, no, I'd actually throw the javelin 0.0 meters because I never would have touched it. If I didn't have CP, my life would have been totally different, and I really like my life how it is right now. I've made awesome friends, and it's just been a part of me. It's just how it is, and it's not really something that holds us back.
In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.